sharing bikurim. Toshma, come on, bring another proof. It says, Aloha, ko nosh neilonois, if you buy two trees, bitoich shel chaveroi, in the middle of your friend's property, so it says, maybe b'yein akoro, that since you do not speak out, you're buying the ground, you're only buying two trees, so you do not own the ground. Therefore, true, you own the terrace, you have to bring bikurim, but you're not korea the pasha, alo adoma shenasatali, because it's not your ground, therefore you're not korea. Horshloisha, mashmano, if you buy three trees, then we say maybe the curve, then you do say the pasha. So my love, the why? Because if you buy three trees, then for sure like you own the karka around the trees. So since you also own the karka, therefore you could be Korea. Rashi says, Gimel, the corner karka, since then a locher is, you also automatically own the property in between, therefore you could be Korea. Now, my love doesn't mean over here kolshu, even though you only own the small part of the land around the tree, still you could bring bikurim and say the parsha. So you see, not like ula. So again, lawyer, it's not the pshat. It means that you own 16 amas around the trees. Therefore, since you own the karka around the tree where the fruit gets its nourishment from, it's called your peris that grow from your karka, therefore you keep the kurei, the parsha of bikurim. Toshima, coming here. Says Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, karka kolshu chayi b'peya. Somebody owns a small amount of karka, and something grows on it. So the loch of peya, you have to leave over the end of it for the aniyim, yechayiv and peya. Uba bikurim, if you have fruits that grow on it, you have to bring bikurim from what grows on it. Here's the kasha. You own a small piece of land, so good, you could have an apple tree there. But the chur of the roots grow 16 amas away. It says you only own the kolshu. You do not own the 16 amas around. Says, so why can you bring the kurim? Right, it also says, the kaisen ola prusbul. You have a right to write a prusbul. Look, a prusbul sumi nageya, at the end of Shemitah, that if somebody owes you money, it's like this, Shemitah stops the chayiv. If you write up a prusbul though, then you still have a right to collect the money even after Shemitah. Now, prusbul has to be only if you own karka. Now, how much karka do you have to own? Even a kolshu. If you own a kolshu karka, it's enough. Hey, Samalva, the one that wants to collect the money, look at it, I mean the labor, the one that owes the money, he has to own some karka. So really, when you write up a prusbul, other people owe you money, you have to more be makna than karka. And you have to make sure the labor has the karka. If he has karka, then it's considered like it was collected already. By karka, it's called like you took it before Shemitah. That's all part of this law applies even to a kolshu of karka, and also the niknin imo nechosim shein lemachrayis. If I want to sell you a small amount of karka, and also metalklim, I want to sell you some kalim, so the fact you make a kinyan on a small amount of karka, there's a kinyan agav. Because of the karka also, you automatically kinyan the metalklim wherever they are, even though the karka is a small amount. But I call upon him, here it's a kasha nula. Here it says clearly, even though you own a small amount of karka, the peiros that grow there, you're mechuyev in bikurim, and you can say the parsha. Aye, the roots grow outwards. Gemara says, "Hocha b'mayaskinon." We're talking about over here. Hocha b'mayaskinon pechiti. I tell you, we're not talking about a tree over here. We're talking about pasha the wheat. Wheat, the smallest amount that grows just from that ground. That's all. And they could have bring you proof also. The Tony says kolshu. The Tony says a kolshu over here. Shema mina. The kolshu mashma that a small amount. Another, so if it's a tree can't fill on a kolshu. A kolshu is mashma, a small amount of karka you own. This little bit you can bring bikurim. Now trees can't grow, even the bark can't get into, the stump can't get into a kolshu. That's the proof. We're talking about over here, wheat. Rashi says, kol, zayin, aminim, chayavim, bikurim. Bikurim is an old seven minim. So therefore, not only fruits, also wheat and barley also. So that's what we're talking about over here, wheat or barley. So therefore, there's no kasha tula. Toshma, come over another proof. It says, Elon, you have a tree. Miktsosai boris. Half of the tree is in Eretz Yisrael. The other half of the bark of the tree is an outside. It's mamash on the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. So half is inside, half is outside. So locher is what grows on this tree, the fruits, is considered tevel v'chulen maravim zeh v'zeh divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds it's like mixed up together every single fruit. The half that grows from Eretz Yisrael has the lock of tevel. And the quiv take off trumas and maises from it. Assume the Rabbonin, when the rice is on the dog of Matirosh, we saw, say grape tree, grow vines, or olives. So the rice is going to take off tevel. It's tevel, it's going to take off from some isis. So half that grows from chutz l'aretz is schulin. So every peri is mixed together half and half. The Vishnu Magalil Loi Meno, ha-godol v'chiv chiv. The fruits that grow on the right side of the tree, that's in Eretz Yisrael, is Mekuyvim Trumas. Hagodah B'Psur Pata, the fruits that grow on the left side of the tree, that's in Chutz Pratzis Pata. Now, Afkan up until now, like Pligas on Imachlekas, Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Galil, El Demasa, the Yesh Brera. Rebbe hold, Rebbe Shimon all just say Yesh Brera. So we say the half that's in Eretz Yisrael, it gives complete nourishment to its side. And therefore we say Yesh Brera, that side has Tevel on it. And the other side, it's Chutz Pratzis, is Chulin. Umasav Rebbe also know ain't Brera. We don't say Brera. Therefore, we do not know exactly which part of the pre is from Eretz Yisrael, which part is from Chutz Laretz, so they mix together. Avo bot Godo Biptur, but let's say it was grown in Chutz Laretz. Let's say this tree was planted on the other side of Eretz Yisrael, on the Chutz Laretz. Then Divrei Hakol Poto, everybody would say it's Poto, not Mechuyev and Truma. So Shaila is why, according to Ula, since the roots grow 16 Namas all around, it gets its nourishment. So even if this tree is planted right outside Eretz Yisrael, but the roots still grow inside Eretz Yisrael, those first 16 Amos it still gets its nourishment from. So if so, the tree should still be Mechuyev and Tevel. So the Kasha Nula, Gemara says, Hocha, but my asking, no, we're talking about over here, the Masik Tsunma. We're talking about that by the boundary here, there were stones. So therefore, the roots cannot grow through the stones. Therefore, all the nourishment is from Chutz Laretz. Therefore, it's Potter from Chulin. That's why it's Potter. If it wouldn't be for the stones, then we would say it'll also be Muriv Zebezeh. Alright, turn over. Simar says, Ihochi, if we're talking about now, the Masik Tsunmo, that there's a stone there dividing up the two, so then, my time of the Rebbe. What's the Svar of Rebbe? How could Rebbe say that the Muravim Zebezeh? As if to say any fruits that grow, it all has half is chulin and half is truma. Why? If there's a stone there, so then for sure the right side is Eretz Yisrael. If there's a stone there, then there's no part Eretz Yisrael here. No, I mean if there's a stone there, would mean that it's half and half. So if there's a stone dividing the tree like an half, so we should know for sure the right side is Eretz Yisrael, the left side is Chutz Laretz. So Gemara says the pshat is tahadri arvi. True, on the bottom where the roots are, there's a stone there dividing it up. The right side is total from Eretz Yisrael, the left side is from Chutz Laretz. But when they grow up the bark, then it comes together, comes into one piece, into one bark. The tree becomes one piece coming up. So when the tree is growing up, there, they're more mixed up together again. The nourishment comes together there. Therefore, Rebbe says every single fruit that grows gets half its nourishment from Eretz Yisrael, half from Chutz Laretz, therefore it's more of Zebezeh. Mar says, so, what do they argue? What's the machlokes? Rebbe says, yes, once they grow further up, the air is mavalvol, mixes them up. Even though the right side is an Eretz Yisrael, the left side is a Chutz Laretz, but when the tree grows up into one piece, the air there mixed them up, instead of the Paris are half and half again. Well, Masava, Rebbe Shimon says, no, Shimon only holds, Hai lechudikoy, you know, even though the tree grows up to be one piece, but since on the bottom where the roots are, it's divided there, there's a stone there dividing it up, the right side is an Eretz Yisrael, the left side is a Chutz Laretz. Rabbi Yosef like Yesh Brera, the right side, all those paras are totally from Eretz Yisrael, and the left side is all from Chutz Laretz, Zechulin. Now, the Sheish Esri Yam Vesulai, is it true what Ula says, that the nourishment of the tree, nor the roots, only grow out 16 amas and not more? I what's now, we learned the Mishnah before, Marchikin Asilu Minabor, Chofayama. You have to move back your tree from your neighbor's bor 25 amas. Why? Because the roots grow there and will knock down, ruin his bor. So who you see roots grow 25 amas, not only 16. Amravaya Bai says like this, true. Mezal Tuva Azli, true. The roots travel far. They can travel 25 amas. But Achusha Le Mechashi, but they only get the nourishment. Where did they eat up from the ground? The nourishment only comes from 16 amas. Rashi says, Achusha Mechashi, Besod Kaveri, Elashi Shehiltak, it only takes the nourishment, like where does it get its nourishment from? The other neighbor's ground, only 16 amas. So if it's 16 amas in your property, only afterwards it grows out, it doesn't take nourishment from your neighbor, therefore you're not called a gazlin. 16 amas to get nourishment, more than that not. Kiyosi Ravdimi Yomar. Boi minei reshlokish merev yekanon. Reshlokish yetashar from yekanon. Ilon ha-somach lemeitzer. A tree that's near the boundary, v'toch yud vavama, it's within 16 amis. Now, what's the locha? Notice, do you have to bring a bikurim or not? But you planted a tree,
It's within 16 amos of your neighbor. So what's the loch? Omalei gazlanu. The loch is that it's a fruit tree. The fruit is like zela, because the roots get its nourishment 16 amos, and it's not 16 amos in your property, it's going into your neighbor's property, so it's taking nourishment from your neighbor. And v'yein mevi'im memena b'kurim, you can't bring b'kurim over here, because it's not called your property, it's not called your peris. That's what he said, like we had before. Ki osi rovun and rovun came omer Rabbi Yochanan. He said over the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Echad ilon ha-samach le-neitzar, whether the tree is just near the boundary, the echad ilon ha-noite, or whether the tree that's being noite, the leaves are going over your friend's fields. The locker is maybe the kura. You have a right to bring bikurim from it. You know why? Shal menas kein hincho Yeshua liyisrael asoretz. Yeshua gave them a right to do this. Rashi's hist naleihem imoyim shleik bidu akach. Yeshua made it tonight in Eretz Yisrael at least, that people have a right to plant trees, fruit trees, even at the end of the property. Even though by doing that, the roots are going into your friend's property and getting nourishment from your friend's property, really it should be a gazlin. That was the tanai Yeshua made, that Eden should not be makbet zelzer. Therefore, at least in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to do this. Now the Mishnah says, Elon shul noite lesada chaveroi. If you have an Elon, your tree, that's been noite, like going over your friend's field, it's noite, it's leaning towards your friend's field. His chaveroi koitzes, and the leaves that come over to your friend's field that bothers him. So your neighbor's tree, his leaves are coming into your property. What can you do? So he holds his koitzes. You let him cut down his leaves. Molei hamadei agali lachrisha. If you want to go and use a machrisha, plow your fields. So on top of the machrisha, you have a madas, a stick, like hit it with. Rashi malamed boka, the stick you hit the cattle with. So that's how high up you let him cut down the trees. Enough that you should be able to be on top of the machrisha and use that stick. Over Kharub or a shikma, let's say your neighbor has a boxa tree or a shikma tree that gives off a lot of shade, the leaves are very wide, kineged hamashkolis. Then you're allowed to cut down, like make a mashkolis means what it's called when you build something, the weight that goes straight down, how you measure off the property. So in other words, you make a straight line up, and exactly where your property starts, you're allowed to cut down all those leaves. Since those leaves are big, thick leaves, they make a lot of shade and your property ruins your property, then you're allowed to cut down kineged hamashkolis. Beis HaShalchin, let's say it's a Beis HaShalchin, that means a sod that doesn't have enough rainwater. You have to irrigate it there. Kol Elon, Kineged HaMashkolos. Any neighboring tree, you're allowed to cut down all the leaves exactly above your boundary. Because since the land needs irrigation, any shade is bad for it. Abisholayma, Kol Elon, Sarak, Kineged HaMashkolos. Any tree that's barren, doesn't give off fruits, also, you're allowed to cut down the leaves of it with a straight line up from your boundary. Boy, we have a question like this. Avishol, when Avishol says his halacha,
that kol ilan sarak, kineged hamishkolos, any tree that's barren, doesn't give off fruits, you can cut down all the branches. So I have a question like this. Aresha koi, is he going on the resha? That the resha Tanakama says that every tree, you only can cut off a mardas agabe machrisha, that's all. And the Mechruv Shikma, the Kumishkolis, and Abishol is coming to Bimekel and saying no, that called Elon Sorok also, you can cut off all the branches. Oh, yeah, Sefer Koi, or maybe no, maybe Rabbi Yosef is going like the Chumrah in the Sefer. That the Sefer by Beis HaShalchin, the other Tanakhama says that every tree, you can cut off all the branches. And Abishol says no, not every tree, only an Elon Sorok are you allowed to. So that's the question, is Abishol being Mekel in the Ratio, or is it being Machmer in the Sefer? I'm going to bring you a proof. The Tanya we learned, Beis HaShalchin, that's this field that needs irrigation, that the shade is very bad for it. Every single tree, you're allowed to cut down the branches straight up. Because any shade that comes into the field is bad for the field. So here you see clearly that that's what Rabbi Yossi says, Alochov, Elon, Sarak. That's only going on the ratio on a regular field. That the other Tanakhama says you're not allowed to cut down all the branches. Only Molei Hamarad Agavya Machrisha. And if that Rabbi Yosef comes talking and saying no, call Ilan Sarak. Any tree that's barren could also cut down, you're allowed to cut down all the branches. But Hashenkin in the Sefer though, by Beis HaShalchin, there Vada Rabbi Yosef agrees that you're allowed to cut down any tree, all the branches. That's a proof he's being more makol in the ratio. Omer Rabashi says, Mas nisim nami deik, and the Mishnah also have a proof like that Rabbi Yosi is a bigger makel. Tetani, it says kol ilan srak. He's saying every ilan srak. What's kol? See, I'm with Bishleim. My ratio is going back to the ratio. The Tanakhama says no. All the trees you can only cut off at a certain distance. So Rashi says you should know kol ilan srak. You can cut down all the branches. Hanu Tetani kol ilan. So he says every tree. Eli Yarmatasebib is going on the Sefer. And the Tanakhama and the Sefer also agrees in the Beis HaShalchan. You're allowed to cut down all the trees, all the branches. If so, Ilan Srak mi boilei. So if he's being a Machmir, he shouldn't say a Lashon of Kol Ilan Srak. He just should have said, Ilan Srak, you're allowed to, but not other trees. El Alash Ramina, this should be a proof that since it says Lashon of Kol, all, every tree, Mashmi is being Mekol. Where is it being a Mekol? A Resha Koish Ramina. It is going on the ratio, as the Tanakhama says, only Kenegra Madav, Gavi Machrisho, and he says, no, but Ilan Srak, cut it all down. Now the Mishnah says, Ilan Shehu Noitel Rishus Rabin. If you have a tree that's leaning, the branches are leaning over into the Rishus Rabin. So the locker is, the people from the Rabin is Koitzit, have right to cut down the branches. Kideshi He Gomel Oiver Vereichboi. That a camel could pass by, and the rider on top of the camel. That's the height that you let it cut down the trees, the branches. Rabbi Yudah says, Gomel Toin Fish in another height, the height of how tall a camel is when it's loaded up with flax. Oichavil is murus, or else bundles of vines. Rabbi Shimon says, Call the Elon Kineged HaMashkoilis. No, you're allowed to cut down all the branches that go over into the Rishus Rabim, like a straight line, straight up, where the Rishus Rabim starts. What's the reason? Because we do not want these branches to bring tumor into the Rishus Rabim. Like we'll see in the Gemara, maybe Oyel HaMeis. Maybe there's a gezeis of a mace under the branch, and then the branch is like an oil, whoever walks underneath that oil becomes tummy. So we do not want an oil to be in Rishus Rabim, so you have a right to cut down the whole branch that goes over into Rishus Rabim. Now the Gemara says, Man Tan, who's the Tan of our Mishnah? The Benizokin Bosur Umdino Dahashtat Linen. That by Nizokin it's enough just to watch out that right now it should not do damage. Like here we're saying these trees that go over the leaves, you only have a right to cut them down enough that the camel could go by now. Even though later on it'll grow again more, still we take each time at itself. Right now you can only cut down this much. So does it go like, Amar Ashlokesh b'machlekes, Shnu Yerilis b'machlekes then. And for Rabbi Lezi, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. There's none we learned, Ein oisin chalal takas Rishus HaRabim. You're not allowed to make a hole underneath the Rishus HaRabim. Burris, Yichin HaMurris, you can't like dig a ditch there or a cave there under the Rishus HaRabim because we're afraid maybe you'll cave in. Rabbi Eliezer, Matthew, Rabbi Eliezer says no, it's okay. If it's strong enough that a wagon could go over it that's carrying stones, then it's okay. Even though maybe later on the ground will give in and it'll cave in. But Blessed says you go after right now. If right now it's strong enough, you'll have to dig the ditch right now. So Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yechanan says, even if you want to say, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbanan. I tell you, Hosom Zimnon de Mavchis Lavatatoi. By the ditch underneath, we're afraid maybe you'll give in or cave in, and it'll be harmful for the Rishus HaRabim. Avlocha, but over here, what are you afraid about? That maybe the tree, the branches will grow back again. So what? Kama kokaitzle. If you see it grows back again, you cut it off then. Like if you see the camel can't go through, we'll cut it off later. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yudu Aymer, Gomol Toin Pishtim Echaviliz Meiris. That's the Shia Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rabbanan said, what are the Tanakhama? Kadesh Yeh Gomel Eiva V'Reichboi. Zemar says, Yiboidu have a question. Shiyurit Rabbi Yehuda Nofish, or do Mishiyurit Rabbanan Nofish? Like, what's the taller height? Is the height of the Rabbanan a camel with a rider on top of it? Or the height of Rabbi Yehuda just piled up with flax? Zemar says, Pshita for sure, to Shiyurit Rabbanan Nofish. The Rabbanan Shira's higher. Because these sakadayt shiur the Rabbi Yehuda nafish, you want to tell me the shiur Rabbi Yehuda is higher, so then Rabbanan b'shiur the Rabbi Yehuda hechi yovid. How could the Rabbanan give a smaller shiur and not be afraid of a camel full of flax? Like how would the camel full of flax go by the Rishus HaRabim? So for sure the Rabbanan shiur is a higher shiur than Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara asks, but the other way then in shiur, v'yelamai, what do you want to tell me that shiur the Rabbanan nafish, the shiur the Rabbanan is higher? Like if you cut off the shear of the Rabbanin, that for sure is the height of a camel filled with flax. But Reb Yehuda's shear is a less of a shear. So the question is then, Reb Yehuda v'shear the Rabbanan, my Ovid. What do the Rabbanan do with the shear of the Rabbanan? What do Reb Yehuda do with the shear of the Rabbanan? And Reb Yehuda says it's enough just for the camel to go by when it's full of flax. But he tells me now when a rider is on top of the camel, that's even higher, so if the branches come down, it'll hurt the rider. How could the rider ride on top of his camel? So Mara says it could be, Evshed de Gochin v'chol of Tusei. That's not such a kasha. The rider on top of the camel have to bend down and go that way. So it's possible for the rider to bend down. So therefore, Yehuda is not afraid of the rider. He's only afraid it has to be tall enough that a camel full of flax could go by. Then the end of the Mishnah says that Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Ilon, Kineger HaMishkoilos Mefnei Atuma. Now any tree going over to Rishus Rabbi, you're allowed to cut down all the branches. Tony, we learned Mefnei Oyel HaTuma, that we're afraid again, maybe there's a kazayas of a mace underneath the branch, and the branch will be an oil, so anybody else under this tree would become tummy. Tomorrow says, Pshit, of course that's the Pshat. If may have tumma tonight, the Mishnah says we're afraid of tumma. Tomorrow says, no, sniff just from what the Mishnah says, have I mean, I would have thought to say, Dilma, maisi, oirif, tumma, v'shad yehosam. Maybe what the Mishnah means, we have to be afraid, maybe a raven will come and throw a kazayas mace, like on top of the tree. So you have to be afraid, maybe the mace is in the tree itself. And therefore, v'sagi v'dechalule b'yalma, it would be enough just like to prune out the branches, take off one or two branches, so if it was up there, it would fall down. But you are allowed to leave some branches going out into Rishas Rabbim. V'dechalule b'yalma, for mash blood, that's the chiddush, no, that the pshat from the Mishnah is as oil. We're afraid maybe there's a mace on the, k'zayis of the mace on the floor. If any branch is not allowed to be sticking out into Rishas Rabbim, we're afraid there'll be oil on the mace, if every single branch we have to cut down. Hadrin Alecho, La Yachbar. All right, we'll stop here.